Well, praise God for the Believers' Voice of Victory broadcast. Isn't it wonderful? Wednesday's edition, praise God, halfway through the week. And I was telling the class, I was going down a totally different direction. And I was back there praying, and the Lord changed it. You know, we're going on casting your care. Well, but this is part of it. And so I had to hustle around and add a couple of more things to the outline. Anyway, here we go. Father, we thank you again today. You are the God that's more than enough. And we praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. Worry is a sin. It is fear-based. And we need to learn how to cast. You know what? To cast. And when you look it up in the BLB, it literally means to cast like a fishing rod. Cast. It's not cast like a cast on your arm. No. But you cast. And I'm a fisherman, and a hunter. People say, you mean you would kill one of those precious little deer? Graveyard dead. Why? I eat him. An elk. I know what they're fed. I already know ahead of time. I don't know what's in that beef. I don't mess with it. I harvest my own. But I'm pointing out the fact that I am a fisherman. And I remember when I first learned how to use an ABU reel. Oh, man, I backlashed that thing. Just, what's the matter? I wasn't casting, I was chunking. But I use your thumb there, see, and wow. And I eat him. That's, anyway, let's go here to John chapter 13. Now, notice the little paragraph mark on the 31st verse. See the little black paragraph. You have your King James? Anyway. Therefore, and it starts with the word therefore. Therefore. When he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified. God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment. Now we stop right here. Yes. You know the little mini ledger pads, not iPads. They're legal pads, little small ones. Yeah. And a little Scotch tape would do wonders for you. Right? I did it this morning. I have the Ten Commandments right here. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 53, right here. It is also written, Jesus came into Peter's house and saw his wife, mother. Now Luke says, with a great fever. He rebuked the fever. She got up and ministered to them, fulfilling that which Isaiah the prophet said. He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. I did that this morning. And I have it just scotch taped to my mirror there. All of that. And then, there are other scriptures in the book of Acts and so forth. But I want to put those in my eyes every day. And so I advise you to do the same. Some way. Do it some way like that where you can see it. Put it in your eyes and not just memorize it. So now here we go. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men, and men is italicized, all people, mankind, know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, where I go, you can't follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why can't I follow you now? Why? I mean, that's what he liked about Peter. He just get in his face. But when it came down to it, now, you know that little Renaissance picture where they had this table? No, with Jesus in the middle. No. There were pads is an upper room, and pads on the floor, very, very comfortable. But John was just laid over there in Jesus' lap. He said, someone's going to betray me. Peter said to John, ask him who it is. Ask him who it is. Isn't this real? Peter he didn't like the sound of all this. It was bothering him. He stirred up on the inside. He didn't have any idea what's about to happen. Love. Now, and I'll just say this in passing without looking up the scripture for it. He's steps away from the cross. And the women were crying after him. Your Savior and mine stopped. He had already been beaten nearly to death.
Yeah.
He stopped, turned around, and ministered to those women. I paraphrase. This woman said, blessed are the breasts. No. No, he said, no. Don't be crying over this, please. Meet the needs of the people first. Mm-hmm. And he's meeting the needs of the people, and he knows it by going to that cross and going to hell. Yes. And suffer there like no man's ever suffered and never will suffer again. The way he suffered. Anyway, and next week we can touch on that. He that hath my commandments and keeps them, 21st verse. He it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Yeehaw! I will manifest myself to him. Glory to God. And I don't know about you, of course, 1967. The 24th January of 67 is when this ministry began. So now, I'm in my 58th year of the ministry. And it's just many, many things over the years, but it's developed into a pattern. Well, I learned a great deal of it from Oral Roberts, a great deal of it from Kenneth Hagin, and a great deal of it from this book. He said, this is a new commandment. Now this, and I remind myself, in fact, on my shaving mirror, I have right there, John 13, the new commandment. I have the Ten Commandments. I just put the scripture reference down there, John 13, 34 and 35, because I know what it says. But these other things, I want to put them in my eyes. Last thing before I go to bed at night, and the first thing when I open my eyes in the morning, because if you realize it, your life started this morning when you, because you, yesterday's dead and gone. It's over. But you can fix what happened yesterday.
Praise God.
And be quick to repent, slow to anger. Anyway, we go on with this. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now, that goes back to the cares of this world. You don't let your heart be troubled. Look at it again. Let not, because there's a golden nugget here. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know and know the way. I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, let's go over. Well, let's just follow through this. We'll just follow through it. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Because this is what I do. And I have it marked the same way. Are you there? Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing, cry aloud, that didst not travail in with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Spare not, lengthen your cords. Thou shalt break forth in the right hand and the left hand. Fourth verse, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither shall thou be confounded, for you'll not be put to shame, for you shall forget the shame of your youth. Now, oh, wow, I'm in 50, I jumped to 54. Well, that's good, but that's what I want to know. Now, in this 54th chapter, we find no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Whoa. No weapon. Fifty-third. Surely, this is a sure thing. I can tell you what it is, but I want to read it so you know. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Now, those words are actually translated sickness and disease. Surely he hath borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses, carried our sorrows and pains of punishment, yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if by leprosy. Yet he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. And the chastisement needed to obtain peace and well-being was upon him. And with his stripes and wounds, we are healed and made whole. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
That's my master.
Yes.
And ours. Whew. Glory to God. Okay. now, Matthew. Are you there? 14. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever. Now, Luke, the physician, said a great fever. And in Luke, it said he rebuked that fever. So I put the two together. He touched her hand. The fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. When evening was come, they brought many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now listen now, this is the way the book is made, the covenant book, right?
Yes.
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Praise God. Now, this is the way I live my life.
Amen.
It took me a long time to come to these things, but okay, 1 John. Now, we got that. Beloved, believe not every spirit. But try the spirits, whether of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard had come. Even already in the world, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is the reason, class. It is so vitally important to follow what the Master said in the book of Acts. Tarry in Jerusalem. It's important, expedient that I go. For if I do not go, the Comforter will not come. So that's what they were doing. Praise God. Is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Speaking with other tongues.
Yes.
That is the gateway, as you know,
yes,
to the supernatural.
Yes, it is.
So greater is he, the greater one, the Spirit of the living God. I am so, and I thank God for the BLE, the Blue Bible. Mm-hmm. It is my go-to, and I support them financially. Oh, that's my go-to. Flip over there. It wasn't God. It was El God.
No.
Elohim. Mm-hmm. Plural. Elohim. And Elohim said, the King James says, let there be light. And I won't go through all of that. Years and years ago, we didn't have any place for a morning service. And Aline Arnold from Wichita Falls, there was a rabbi that's a friend of hers. And she went to him and said, could we have the morning service in the synagogue? He said, sure. And he said, Brother Copeland, here's everything. I study. I walked in there. And I picked up one. Young's Concordant says it like it's written. He said, didn't let there be. He said, light be. Light was. Now, the sun wasn't created until several chapters later. What? Light energy. I just can't stand it. Book number one. Thank you, Jesus. The couple that worked with us, Iman and Abigail, Bonda, they had their little daughter. They named her Genesis.
Yes, that's right.
She is gorgeous. And I'll sing blue Spanish eyes. And she just, ooh. Thank you, Jesus. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. The earth was a form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Elohim saw. And now here's. Light be 24 hours later. 16,094,764,800 miles of universe. And I would say, well, you know, it wasn't because he's tired. He rested on the Sabbath. And I kept saying that, and the Lord rested me on it. And I was meditating it, and you need to do this thing. Yeah. You need to meditate through Scripture. That's where you learn a lot of things that way. And just read the book of Joshua, and he said, meditate in my word, and we're out of time. But we're going to get right here tomorrow. Praise God. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's obvious all over the earth. The enemy is raging. But as a believer, you don't have to live subject to fear. You are designed for victory. In his book, Live Fear Free, Kenneth Copeland shows you how to shut down the enemy's attacks, remove fear, and stand strong in faith, no matter what's happening around you. Jesus defeated the law of sin and death once and for all, so you can live according to the law of the Spirit of life in him. Learn how fear opens the door to the devil, but faith slams it shut. When you live by faith, fear can't control you. Be free to live boldly, live healed, and live protected under God's love. When your focus is on the Word, the storms around you fade away. You've been given authority. You've been equipped with faith. The world needs men and women who will stand tall in faith and refuse to back down. Rise up as the fearless believer you were born again to be and live fear free. Live Fear Free, the new book by Kenneth Copeland, now available for only $26.99 on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. You can live fearlessly 24/7 in the secret place of God's protection. Be equipped with God's word and his wisdom to live an overcoming fear-free life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Jesus defeated all of the curse. He conquered the grave and rose victoriously. And God exalted him to the highest place of honor and gave him a name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When you receive Jesus into your heart and make him the Lord and Savior of your life, he gives you his name and the authority to use it. His name is above every sickness, disease, fear, addiction, or lack. Every victory Jesus has won becomes yours. Peace for your mind and heart, abundance to abound in every good work, and truth that makes you free. Jesus is your answer. Receive him into your heart today by simply praying this prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus is your Lord, and you've been given his name, which is above every name. Today begins your new life in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, if you're in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. To help you learn more about your new life in Christ, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to send you some free resources called the Salvation Package. You'll receive a book called He Did It All For You, along with some information to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Spend time in God's Word and get to know the one who loves you. Take hold of his promises and start living a victorious life he intended for you. Request your free copy of the Salvation Package today on KCM.org.
I know you know the joy of the Lord is our strength, but if you go over to the book of Philippians, in one form or another, this apostle used joy something like 14 times while he was in one of the nastiest prisons you can imagine. And we say the joy of our Lord is our strength. Thank God I didn't have to get it in prison.
Oh, amen.
Oh, there's things where you just... Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to have a good time tomorrow. And we'll until then, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is
Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.